You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. Please stand by for the John and Gordy Morning Show. Phone lines are open right now. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, here are John and Gordy. We're truly sorry.
Hey now, hey WMDX, now. John and Gordy in the morning. It's 92.7 on your radio dial. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of people use their radio dials anymore. I assume that you're probably listening on your phone and Bluetoothing into your auto.
Is that what you assume?
That would be the other way to do it, or just calling it up on Alexa, yeah. and Alexa will bring it up.
There you go. Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, happy Tuesday to you, my friend. Kimosabi.
Okay. That's John Peterson. I'm Gordy Young. Dominic Lee is in the producer chair, flipping those switches and pushing those buttons. Good morning, Dom.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
It's cloudy out there and 64 degrees, some areas of fog being reported, a few low-lying areas. So if you're out there walking around, don't lie down in any of those low-lying areas.
That's true.
Because you'll be foggy.
You don't want to do that. No.
High today, about 76.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a nice day, but the clouds are going to hang in there for a while, it looks like.
Seems a little humid outside right now. I hope that
humidity is
kind of pushes away from our region.
I believe it's at 100%. Do you have your Samsung WNDU watch
to check
out the dew point?
Well, it looks like I'm going to have to check now because I brought it up.
Please,
I might as well just, you know, get into it here.
Please also check the sunrise and sunset times for us. Make sure the sun is still rising and setting.
I don't think so. Humidity 98%. The dew point 65 degrees. Ouch. Mm. That's not good.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the sunset time. Boy, I hope we have one. It's going to be 7:53.
Two minutes earlier than yesterday.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
A lot of street construction out there. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
Downtown Madison.
Well, I've seen some of it actually going away, and I think that's terrific.
Well, it's time for a ribbon-cutting ceremony, I think.
Oh,
get rid of some of these barricades. My God. It's been a long summer as far as construction goes.
Everywhere you turn,
there's something going on. Something being built.
I guess that's good. You know, I can never understand when they put these little detours in, you know, with the little posts that they put up in the middle of the road.
Right.
And there was one right over here on the corner of Johnson and University Avenue.
Right, yeah.
And there was a cement parking deal that they had put in. And it reached out into the lane.
Yeah.
And they had metal spikes in the top that protruded out. And I'm thinking, somebody's going to run over that damn thing. It's really hard to maneuver around.
You're trying to get someone to crash there.
Do they not look at this stuff, the angle in which people drive?
Yeah, they don't care.
They really don't care.
They don't care.
I think you hit it.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, checking WMDXradio.com. Always like to check the poll first thing in the morning. See what's on people's minds.
You know?
We have a poll question up right now.
That's a really good one this week.
Yeah. if John and Gordy did one thing for their morning show, they should, and here are the suggested answers.
Boy.
They should A, not change a damn thing.
There
keep doing what they're doing.
Wow.
That gets 33.3%. The second possibility is include more stories in Idiocracy at the risk of their own lives and freedom. That's 66.7%.
Wow. Who's choosing that?
The third choice, sound depressed, angry, and lash out at even their closest friends and callers. That's got a 0% right now.
I can't believe that. We do that every day.
I know. People apparently don't like that. And immediately, here's the last choice, immediately be replaced by AI-controlled robots. And that also gets 0%.
Well, I have 14.
So that's...
I have 14.3%.
I have 0.
What?
Whoa.
You need to update your...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
John refresh needs to update his...
Refresh it.
I did. I just refreshed it.
Oh, wait. No, it did just change.
What?
It just changed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe John... let me refresh mine thing. Let's see.
John, were these your questions?
Oh, yeah. 14%. So somebody just voted.
This is my question.
What?
Yes, I put this question
you
together
this...
and the options. Can't tell.
It makes a lot more sense now. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So you can take part in the poll. Just go to WMDXradio.com.
Catherine.
Refresh your page.
Refresh your page.
Yes, I just... Okay.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, you're in the bubble. You're in the bubble, my friend.
Okay. Not the first time, wouldn't be the last.
What does Doug have to say here? He said Arnold Schwarzenegger would no doubt question why you refuse to boost your show by joining the manosphere and remain in the wet noodle sphere.
Wet noodle.
Wet noodles.
Wet noodle.
Wet noodles. Yes, yes. We're going to have to make that move, Doug.
Yes.
We're depending on you to come up with the rules and regulations.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You can text us or send us a voice note at our Civic Media app. Go to WMDX and,
All right.
Start pushing the buttons. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. They're having a big back-to-school sale going on through the month of August. Looks like they're going to extend it a little bit into September anyway. You can check out Verlo Mattress on the east side or the west side. Get a brand new mattress for the student in your family. They'll appreciate it. They'll rest better, and they'll study better. They'll wake up refreshed in the morning. Can't wait to go to school. Imagine it.
You mean
just
that,
imagine
they'll
it
go to
all.
Bed early. They won't come on the
go
computer
to bed,
and play games or meet their friends.
They'll want to sleep on a brand new Verlo mattress.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to Verlo.com for more information. Okay.
All right. The adjustable bed frames are out there too, just in case you need one for home.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. A little bit later on, in about a half hour, we're going to talk to Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society. She's got some, she's already sent the pictures of these animals that are up for adoption, and every one of them is very, very cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. That's why we do this feature. We're really trying to give a home to these big, beautiful pets.
Some of them are not that big.
You're right. But, you know, it's just it's important to find them a home. You know, it's
hard
to believe that they're sitting out there waiting, to find a loved one somewhere.
I mean,
someplace.
The fact every other week Lisa comes in with a whole new amount of animals tells you a lot.
Mm-hmm. I have to get out the tissue every day that we do this. It's just,
You're a softie.
I well up.
When it comes to... You know, the animals and adoption.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
How's your animal at home doing here?
The Kraken?
We haven't mentioned
Power
lately.
Yeah, I haven't mentioned Power lately.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, she's fine. She's fine. Yeah. She's got me trained.
Uh-huh.
So.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I have my routines that I have to maintain with her.
Yeah. Okay. What kind of routine? You have to play at certain times of the day.
I get home from work this morning. I'm going to get there, and she's going to want to go out with me and play.
Yeah.
And we play soccer out in the yard. And then, about four hours later, I have to go out again and play soccer with my adorable border collie. And then, 4 hours after that, I have to go out again. And then just before bed, I have to take her out and play soccer with her again, about 7 o'clock at night.
Does any of your sons play soccer with?
Yeah, well, no, they don't do it anymore. It's mostly just me because I'm her plaything.
Well, why is it soccer all the time? Is she not good at Frisbee?
We don't do the frisbee thing because it's unpredictable where that frisbee is going to end up.
I see.
And we have her on a leash.
Ah, okay.
And it's an adjustable leash, and it's about 20 feet. But you can't really judge anything that way. You can kick a ball a certain distance, but not a frisbee.
Okay.
It's no fun. I would much rather just sit back and do other things, but I have to do that. Yesterday, we had that major thunderstorm roll through, right?
Yeah.
And she ran into my lap. I'm on the recliner, and she's she feels safe getting on top of me. You know, she's only 45 pounds.
Not a small dog.
No, she thinks she is, but yeah. That never changed. So she gets on top, and boom. I'm taking care
where you
of
go.
Yeah. She's worried. Yeah. Mm. By the way, you know, it occurred to me yesterday, we really haven't had a lot of thunderstorms in the area.
Right.
For the last 10 years or 15 years.
Not as much as we used to. Yeah.
Yeah. And now all of a sudden,
yeah.
This whole summer is filled with thunderstorms.
Right. Yeah.
I remember yesterday we were talking about Brittany, like, is there a record for this? Because I don't think this has ever happened.
Yeah.
You know, the amount of rainfall that we've gotten so far is just absurd.
Yeah.
And I would like to get somebody out there, you know, to record the thunder so we can have actual thunder sounds in movies and cartoons and wherever they want to use a thunderstorm sound effect.
What, you don't think they use
we have? Those? No, they create and manufacture thunder for movies. And when you have thunder like we had yesterday, wow. Yeah. I mean, that was just, you know, that was a dream come true for a sound effects person.
Yeah.
Me, for instance.
Really? Mm. I thought they used very natural thunder sounds in movies.
No, they actually don't.
They create them with synthesizers.
They yeah, and they don't think it sounds real enough.
Widgets and gadgets. Huh. That's sad. Shall we get to what would you rather do, one thing or the other, this or that?
I was actually trying to stall so we wouldn't have time. All right, go ahead. Let's put that on.
Okay. I knew you were going to do that. All right, 2.5 minutes.
Okay, here we go.
I just want to make sure of the time, you know.
Okay.
I'm going to do this a little quick. Yeah. All right. First question. I couldn't hear it all that time.
I know.
Would you rather be stuck on a broken ski lift or in a broken elevator?
I'll take the ski lift.
I would do the ski lift, too.
An elevator? Me, too.
I couldn't handle the elevator.
Yeah, a little claustrophobic after a while.
That happened one time while I was in eighth grade. Yes.
You were stuck in an elevator?
Mm-hmm. I broke my foot. I had to use the elevator, and it was stuck one time, and I was stuck in there for a half an hour.
Wow.
I missed my class and everything, yeah. All right.
That's sad.
Yeah, I know. Second question.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather spend 8 hours listening to someone scratch a chalkboard with their nails or have a mosquito buzzing around your head as you try to sleep every night?
Hmm, that's a good one. That's a good question. Two big negatives there.
Yes, neither.
Let's see.
You have to choose. You have to choose.
I think chalkboard. Scratching on the chalkboard, I think. Yeah. I'd rather have that than a mosquito bugging me all night long.
Yeah, I would do that.
A lot of mosquitoes this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fortunately, they've stayed away from my place. I don't know how that's happened.
You got lucky.
I did.
Yeah.
But the gazebo's been taking it lately. The gusty winds and stuff.
How did that work?
Well,
out?
A little of these. I had one or two little tears, and those have expanded quite a lot. I thought, I'll fix that one. You know, I take it down. No.
You could have fixed that last week, you know.
I could have.
You waited, and now it's too late.
Now I need to find some gaffer's tape.
Well, it's too late.
No, it's not too late. But I got to let it dry out now. And that's the thing. It gets all wet, and I want to take it down and then, you know, fix some of the tears.
You become a fixture in the neighborhood now with your
my gazebo.
With your gazebo.
Oh, I don't think that's the case. It's hidden in the back there. It's covered by the house.
It's,
and
it's not that
the
hidden.
Garage. And really?
Not according to the neighbors.
Okay. It is 6:19 on a Tuesday morning. We are just getting going. Stay with us for more of John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
There's a road I'd like to tell you about. Lives in my hometown. light shining with the heavenly grace. Help you right on by.
WMDX 92.7. Check us out on the Civic Media app and text us, voice note us. Give us a call. We want to hear from you. It's your program, too, you know.
Yeah. Great song there. Lakeshore Drive. 23 minutes past the hour. Cloudy skies. 64 degrees currently. High near 76. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have fast and flexible appointments. They're family-owned and community-focused. You can call them at 608-249-4077. They're helping people change their lives. Their goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. You can go there and get an initial hearing test, then set up an appointment. That's MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Okay?
Oh, absolutely. That All sounds right. great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, Abby Abramovich from Downdrin's Distilling will stop by. We've got our big listener appreciation party. And by the way, we'll be giving away some more tickets to the VIP portion of that listener appreciation party. And that is happening September 6th, Saturday, at Downdrin's at 3 p.m. It's open. It's free and open to the public, the listener appreciation party. But we'll have some VIP packages to give away.
All right.
All right. So, what's happening?
What do you mean, what's happening?
What's happening, man?
Oh, it never stops. It really doesn't stop. Uh-huh. You know, I hear from my mega friend all the time in Milwaukee. He's always passing along some ridiculous video from TikTok. And, and you know, it's just getting irritating. You know, he sends me a lot of videos that are produced in order to project the propaganda. In some way, shape, or form, they manage to make it sound like reality is doing something else, you know, and it's not. These fantasies that he sends out to me, he believes each and every one of them, and I can't believe it's possible that anyone could fall for every damn thing that they put out there on TikTok. Come on, man, get a life, please. Oh,
it's hard to believe anything.
You can't believe anything, and you know, the AI generated videos are driving me crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Remember when AI just started coming? When we were doing this program, right? We tried a few things with AI.
Yeah.
We tried to come up with a Johnny Gordy theme song.
Yeah,
and
it wasn't that great?
Know, no. Yeah. Now when I listen back, I'm thinking, oh my God, please stop it.
Yeah, that's awful. Yeah.
It doesn't work. It has this artificial feel to it.
Right.
If it's done in a highly produced way and has a story to tell and has great characters, it's usually, you know, taking a shot at Trump. And that's not a great character. But anyway, you know, they're sometimes entertaining and they can add to the historical context of what we're living through now.
Well, some of them are very realistic.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it's hard.
What I mean.
It's great stuff. It's really difficult to tell whether it's AI or not.
And that's the bad part.
That's it.
Right.
That's where we are now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I like what Gavin Newsom is doing with AI, some of the videos.
Right? Yeah, he's having some fun.
Anything to poke fun at the orange blob that we have in the White House
right now. Yeah.
There's no excuse for that. And I was just reading a story early this morning about how some judges, a U.S. district judge, basically said that the president has the ability now to make the decisions about what's spent and what isn't. He can make those decisions. This is not in the Constitution. There's nothing that says the president has this ability. It's Congress.
Yeah, they have the appropriations.
And the thing that I think bothers just about everybody is that Congress is doing absolutely nothing to protect their territory, their turf.
Right. I know.
They're letting go.
Yeah.
And I guess if this becomes normalized, maybe the courts, maybe the Supreme Court, will go along with something like this.
Yeah.
Antonin Scalia essentially said that you read the Constitution the way it's written and what it was meant to be. And I just, you know, I am not one of those people. I like a kind of a breathing constitution, something that you could add to because we change, things change. You know, we have to add to it because times change. But he wants to read it verbatim, and it's not verbatim anymore. These guys are making up their own rules, their own thing. We have to expand on the court, by the way. You know, if we ever take over, you know, Democrats better add 3 or 4 or 5 liberal justices because this is done. I'm done with this. We don't know what they're going to decide. Each and every, well, you know.
I know.
We're on the edge of our chair. Every time the Supreme Court starts coming out with their decisions, we don't know where they're going to go with this. Because it's not so much an interpretation. It's that we know they're going to make something up, you know, and they're going to give the president more power. And it's just driving me crazy. That's all.
That's the trend right now. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I know. It seems like it's out of control.
It is out of control.
And we're just, there's very little we can do at the moment except protest.
Yeah.
Or, you know, write your congressman, phone them, send them texts, get out there. You know, make your voice heard.
The whole thing here is that when you read the Constitution, you know what it says. And then all of a sudden they said, well, we have to go back in history and find out what history says about it, all the past laws. And then they make a decision based on the past laws, which are all wrong. And that's why we've changed those laws since then.
Yes.
But they bring them back and make them a reality.
Well, coming up, we've got Idiocracy right around the corner. First up, Midwest Food and Farm Report with Pam Yonke. It's all straight ahead on John and Gordy in the morning here on WMDX.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
No! You dense, irritating, miniature beast of burden!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Oh, boy. Uh-huh. Oh, man. You know, one of these days we'll just have to clear out, you know, with everything that I have stacked up here on the desk because it just keeps accumulating.
That's one of these days,
That's what it means to be ruled by idiocracy.
It's John and Gordy in the morning here on WMDX at 6:35. It is 64 degrees, highs in the mid-70s for today. All right. Is that chair comfortable for you? I had to rearrange the furniture in here.
This chair is great. I have no idea how you have a problem leaning back in the chair.
I had to try all 6 chairs in here to find that you took my chair.
And Papa Bear decided his chair was best. This chair
you stole
is too
my
soft.
You
this chair is not proper.
No, it's the lean back factory.
The lean back.
I want a solid back on the chair, and that's the one that you had. Well, somebody rearranged it. Maybe Todd Alba.
Todd.
Yeah.
You know, Todd comes in here and he thinks he's big stuff because he's on the network. Okay, Todd.
All right. Well, finally we
now
got
everything
rearranged. Now
he's going
to
have to go to every one of these chairs in here.
I'm going to mark this one so I know which one it is. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better. Wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. Right now they have a back-to-school sale going through the end of August and into September. But you better get in there. The savings are tremendous. Verlo has 2 locations in Madison, East Side and West Side. Go to verlo.com. Check out their lifetime comfort guarantee.
All right. Okay. This is something, you know, when Fox News comes out and says, hey, inflation is here, you got to listen up, right? But maybe not. The S&P Global Ratings said revenues from Trump's tariffs will help soften the blow to the U.S. physical health from the president's tax cuts.
Look,
why did we have that fiscal blow in the first place, providing tax cuts? Why do we have to recover from it now? What is that all about? Anyway, Fox News is now admitting that Donald Trump is overseeing the largest rise in inflation in the last 3 years. This is
really
certainly something we could gold plate if we were able to do that with audio. But let's listen to it right now.
Okay. Breaking news right now and a spike in the producer price level of inflation. Take a look. Markets are selling off here because the July PPI came in up 0.9%. Worse than the estimated up 0.2%. This is the headline number. It was expected up 0.2, came up 0.9%. Year over year, it is up 3.3% versus an estimate of up 2.5%.
Yeah.
Now, when you look at core, it's also troubling because in the core PPI, it was up 0.9% versus an estimate of 0.2%. Year over year, the core up 3.7%, also higher than the estimated expectation, which was up 2.9%. These numbers have caused markets to drop. The Dow Industrial is down 105, the Nasdaq down 71, and the S&P 500 lower by 19. We want to take a look at producer prices with the transportation secretary.
Yes.
Okay. Sean Duffy will be here to talk about other things.
Other things. Something other than the inflation number.
Right. Well, you know, he'll probably talk about all the derailments around the country that he's supposed to be at. Right. Mm. He's supposed to be there, just like Pete Buttigieg was supposed to be at every one of those events. You know, ribbon cutting, here we go with another train derailment.
Boy.
Wow, did he get a lot of flack for that, huh?
Mm. Yeah.
But, you know, the thing was that Pete Buttigieg is a little bit stronger and he can lift those trains onto the track again all by himself. And that's why they wanted him there.
I see.
Sean Duffy doesn't have that ability. You know, he's a lumberjack.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, well, I wonder what he had to say about the inflation numbers.
Yeah, we're still waiting. We won't know, actually, because S&P is just having a field day. Oh, this is a great way. Those tariffs will pay for all the problems they created on their own.
Sure. Okay.
Great. Mm. All right, let's get to the Smithsonian. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
What happened?
Well, you know, it's getting revamped by this administration. It's too woke. Too many things are wrong at the Smithsonian. Did you know that, you know, when we went through with my kids and everything, we didn't notice all the incorrect writings that they had for each and every display.
Boy,
these guys are pretty sharp. Mm. The magazines, they know their history, don't they?
Well, they had a display about the impeachments, right?
Yes. They changed that. They got rid of it, and then they brought it back.
They brought it back.
So, but it was missing a little information. That's better than all the information. We should consider ourselves lucky at this point somewhere.
Okay.
All right. But anyway, who better to talk about the problems with the Smithsonian than Stephen Miller?
We haven't heard from him for a while. What's he been up to?
Well, he wrote something I thought I'd pass along to everybody this morning and uplift your day.
Can't wait.
He says that the Smithsonian is supposed to be a global symbol of American strength, culture, and prestige. I don't know who wrote that, but maybe that's what they think. A place for families and children to celebrate American history and greatness. Well, that's true.
Okay.
Instead, he said, the exhibits have clearly been taken over by left-wing activists who have used the Smithsonian as yet one platform to endlessly bash America and erase our magnificent story. These activists have obscenely defaced this beloved institution. Man, I felt the same way when I was there.
Bunch of garbage.
It's
a science and, you know, history museum. That's what it is.
But it's how you...
Yes.
How you write it.
Reframe
and rewrite history. that has more to do with this administration. The Trump administration, he says, will proudly and diligently restore the patriotic glory of America and ensure the Smithsonian is a place that once more inspires love and devotion to this nation, especially among our youngest citizens. Because, you know, if you ask them after their tour of the Smithsonian, they were disappointed in this country.
Do they read all the plaques and everything?
Yes.
They take it all in. Huh?
It was a downer trip for many kids. But now, Thanks to Stephen Miller
and
the Trump administration, they are going to improve history.
Oh, thank God.
Make it sound more patriotic than ever before.
Somebody's got to do it. Might as well be them, huh? Great. That's great that Stephen Miller took the time out to explain all that to us.
Well, yeah. Yeah. It's good to know that he's the watchdog.
Right?
Now, this I didn't know, and I'm going to pass this along to you. This is I saw this last week. Melania Trump is demanding that Hunter Biden retract false, defamatory, disparaging, and inflammatory statements about her, threatening a $1 billion lawsuit. I bet they get her on the kitchen table, and they go, you know, we're making a lot of money with lawsuits.
Yeah, let's do some more.
Let's come up with some more.
Yeah. Melania, what do you got?
$1 billion lawsuit.
$1 billion. Unless
Hunter Biden removes the content and apologizes for what he is saying.
What would he say?
The thing is, and this is the caveat to all of this, Hunter didn't say that Epstein introduced Melania to Donald. He said that's what Michael Wolff said.
Ah.
But, you know, Melania is not suing Michael Wolff for some reason.
Yeah, why wouldn't she go after him? He's a book author
Esquire, one of those. Now, here's the headline.
Yeah.
Trump privately dismisses Epstein victims as Democrats.
Okay.
So, you know, and this is, you know, in response to this particular story from Melania. Something, you know, Epstein, we got to forget about that, because all it really had to do with is the victims who are Democrats, and we don't need to help the Democrats.
Yeah. Well, Epstein is still going to be on the minds of people. I mean, former Attorney General William Barr was at Congress yesterday and talking about the Epstein files. And
I guess Congress is taking a look at a few of them, right?
Yeah, so they announced that they're going to receive some of the Epstein files anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're making some progress in that regard.
The Epstein files.
The Epstein files. Yes. All right.
Well,
let me just...
Well, I know we have Mark on the phone. We'll go to Mark in just a moment.
Yes. But first, I want to remind you about our listener appreciation party. It's sponsored by Downdrin's Distilling. In fact, that's where our party is going to be, September 6th at 3 p.m. That's a Saturday, and it's coming up. It's our listener appreciation party. Everybody's invited, and we'll have some folks there from WMDX. John and I will be there, and a few other surprises.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And everybody's invited to come and socialize and build community over a few drinks. They also have, by the way, a really nice... playground for the kids, so you can bring the kids.
That's where I'm going to be.
No, are you really? Okay.
I'm going to master the the monkey bars.
You've been waiting to do that for a long time.
Yeah, I got to make up for some lost time.
Okay.
Usually I know what you're going to say. Like, it comes out of your mouth. I had no clue you're going to say that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Let's get back to the listener appreciation party, because you could get a VIP invite. What does that include, you ask? Somebody asked
what does that include?
Thank you, John. It includes a free tour of the distillery, which would be really cool because you get to taste a few of their wonderful spirits, and you'll get a WMDX swag bag. All kinds of goodies in that. So here we go. We're going to have a word that you can text in. It's a text to win contest. And the word this time around is cherry. 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 Why is that? Because they have a cherry rum.
I was going to ask.
Yeah.
I'm glad you answered that.
Distilling.
And not only that, but at the party, there's also a food truck that's going to be there as well.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yes.
We have a food truck now.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yes. Who doesn't like food trucks?
Text the word cherry, and you'll be in for the possibility of winning that VIP invite for you and a friend. So cherry is the keyword. You just go on to the WMDX app, the Civic Media app, text the word cherry. And we'll select a winner and let you know if you're in.
Cherry,
on the VIP. Sean in Columbus, he won on Friday. Let's see, Tony and Mark and Rita and Liz, they're all going to be there.
Fantastic.
You could be there, too.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, let's go to Mark.
Mark is on the phone this morning. Good morning, Mark. What do you got?
Yeah, Good morning. Well, this whole rewriting history is common for monarchical governments.
Yeah.
I mean that the monarchs used to trace their lineage back to the gods. We read from history, and that and rewriting history was something common as well. I mean, not just that European tribes, but apparently the Aztecs did it as well because they didn't like the image of them being kind of a low group on the totem pole.
Yeah.
I shouldn't use the word totem pole, but they were wandering around, and they wandered out to the island, and then put the lake, and found the snake on the cactus bush. But they rewrote their whole history once they became powerful and formed the Triple Alliance. That they, it is probably the more accurate term. But with Trump rewriting history like this, is that what the...
Mark, hang on. We got to take a break. We'll be back with more.
Just hold on to it. Hold on to that thought.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
If dogs run free, why not we? Across the swooping plain.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning.
It is 6:52. We have clouds this morning and 64 degrees. We'll see some sunshine later and highs in the mid-70s. This portion of our show brought to you by Serenity Pet Spa. Give your pup the spa day they deserve. Visit Serenity Pet Spa. They have three locations around Madison. And now it's time for us to welcome in Lisa Bernard from the Dane County Humane Society. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Great. This is one of those segments where it's best to watch the whole thing on YouTube or whatever social media channel you
Facebook,
like to watch
Facebook,
this program.
Yes, because we've got some pictures of some wonderful pets that are up for adoption. So
we've got four this time. So,
yeah, four pets. So let's get to it.
Yep.
All right, Lisa.
I have plenty of furry friends to talk about.
All right.
We're going to start out with a bonded pair named Dane and Tucker.
Oh, no kidding.
Okay.
Oh. Yes. So that's Dane. Yeah. And they're Maltese mixes, so they're all white.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Their hair is a little short right now because, they needed a haircut.
Yep.
But Dane is 3 years old and about 8 pounds, whereas Tucker is about 4.5 years old and about 6 pounds. And they were among 15 small breed dogs who were transferred to DCHS last week from an overcrowded shelter in Texas.
Yeah.
They were very, very nervous and shy when they first arrived, to the point where when they came off the van, they kind of just stood there and were like, can we pick you up to help you? And they're like, yes, pick me up, please.
Aww.
So they are a little bit shy. They're looking for a patient adopter who's going to give them the time they need to settle into their new surroundings.
Yeah.
But best of all, they get to do it together because they are the best of friends. They love to hang out together. They love to play together, nap together. They're good about sharing their treats and their food, and they love treats.
Yeah.
So
well, that's great. They're a pair. Yeah. It's my parents had a similar pair of dogs like that.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, they're beautiful.
They're really sweet.
They're very cute. Yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's Dane and Tucker. Okay, so they're a pair.
Yes.
Let's move on to the next pet. What do we have here? Frisky?
Frisky.
Frisky the cat.
So if you're looking for a lap cat, Frisky is your friend. So he's 11 years old. He's a black and white tuxedo cat.
Mm-hmm.
He was surrendered to DCHS in mid-July because his family is facing a serious health issue. And they didn't feel they could give him the time he needed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he does have, you can tell by his photo, an abnormal left eye that has some cloudiness to it, but it doesn't appear to be bothering him at all.
Mm-hmm.
And his previous vet noted it, and there's been no change. So yeah. We don't think it's an issue at this time. So Frisky did have a severe dental issue when he arrived. He was very uncomfortable. So our vets determined that he would be best almost toothless. So they removed most of his teeth. He has one canine left.
Oh, okay.
And he's been thriving since then. He went to foster and was relaxing and recuperating there. And he is such a friendly cat. He loves people. He even loves strangers. And he'll just climb in their lap and expect them to pet him, give him tons of attention. He has met dogs and cats, and he was fine with them, but he's not really interested in playing with them. He prefers his human companionship. Okay. So really, any type of home that wants a cat who is going to just want to be showered with attention and sit on your lap for hours, that's the home for him.
All right. Frisky. That's well, Frisky.
Okay. So that would be a soft food cat. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Actually, they can eat hard food. They just tend to swallow it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, yeah. Most animals do that anyway right away.
Okay. Well, one more pet up for adoption here this morning.
So I have a little friend with a big personality. His name is Fiji, and he's an Abyssinian guinea pig who is mainly tan around the top half of his body and head. Beautiful. He's got some white around his nose and his eyes. His eyes are red. And then he's kind of silverish white on the bottom half. He's about 3 years old. He came to DCHS recently. His family is moving and they can't take him with. But he's really affectionate, they said, and he loves to be snuggled and receive pets. He loves to hide in hidey houses and in boxes. So he's looking for a new cage where he can be the only piggy living in there because he prefers all the love and fun times with his new family all to himself.
All right.
That's Fiji. Okay, so if Fiji or Frisky or Dane and Tucker are out there and you want to find new homes for them and people are interested, how do they do this?
So they come visit our shelter on Voges Road when we're open. We're open later today at 2 o'clock. Right now, also through Friday, our critters like Fiji have a reduced adoption fee by half price as well as our feathered barnyard friends. So we have some roosters of quail and a chicken also looking for new homes.
Really?
So, yeah, it's part of our Clear the Shelters campaign. And then mark your calendars. Because on Saturday, we're doing a huge Clear the Shelters finale. So we're going to be open longer from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. to try to clear our shelter. So we hope everyone will come and adopt a friend. We'll have reduced adoption fees for everybody.
Oh, very good. Sounds great.
Sounds great. Yeah. Thank you, Lisa. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
From the Dane County Humane Society, some great pets up for adoption in that big event on Saturday.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
All right. Thanks again, Lisa. And in our next hour, we'll talk to Abby Abramovich from Downdrin's Distilling. We'll give you a little bit more preview about our listener appreciation party.
And we got the big story. You know, Putin's telling Trump that he actually won the 2020 election. And it's those damn mail-in ballots.
Oh, really?
We'll get to all that and more.
It's coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.